bee or not the bee?
Yes, very thoughtful. A little bit of a pause there while he's got the words out.
Pensive.
Pensive. Mike.
That's me.
Pensive.
People are going to tune in and be like, who's Mike?
What's happening? Even we don't know.
It's my alter ego, Mike Pensive.
Mike Pensive.
That's like Pierre Delecto.
Who's this Mike Pensive that keeps commenting online? Oh, wait a minute. We've traced this back to St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. The studio. These are a variety of stories. Some of them are the Babylon Bee, which means that they are fake news. Some of them are real news. I'll read the headlines. You got to determine which is which. The first one, Eric Adams declares New York a sanctuary city for mayors facing federal criminal charges.
I have a suspicion. I hope this is the B.
Brad, you want to go ahead and vote?
Yeah, I'm going to go B.
That is the B. Political experts hailed the announcement as a shrewd move. Well played, Mayor Adams. A brilliant chess move, one analyst said. As we've already learned, once you declare a place to be a sanctuary city, people can avoid being held accountable for any crimes they've committed once they get there. Congratulations to Mayor Adams and any other federally indicted mayor who seeks refuge in New York.
I loved it when I saw on Twitter that Rob Blagojevich weighed in. I'm like, this is... You should listen to him.
Yeah.
You should... Yeah. Mark, Adams is about, what, 7 years away from being a Republican again.
I think you're about right. All right. Next one. Experts warn hurricane in Hurricane Alley during hurricane season. Clear sign of climate change.
I think that's real. What?
Man, the phrasing makes me want to say B, so yeah. I'm going to say B.
It is the B. local resident Sarah Smith said she was also completely shocked by the coming storm. Quote, I was just going to Hurricane Hank's to pick up some of their hurricane meatloaf for dinner when all of a sudden the town hurricane alarm started going off, Smith noted. You hear about these things happening in other places, but you never expect them to happen in your town. I guess this is the price we pay for destroying the planet with our dangerous CO2 emissions, Smith continued. Still, I never thought I'd live to see the day that a hurricane hit Florida.
You know what? I enjoy sort of the Twitter commentary from Florida locals about how their family treats them when there's a hurricane. It's like the people who are in the most danger are those who are related to people in Florida. 'Cause Florida's like, it's a hurricane. We're going to go through and do the thing. It's going to be very serious in certain specific areas. Yes, that's the likelihood of it. But like all of Florida isn't going to fall into the ocean. And somebody had shared a text message that they had with somebody. It was from a cousin who lived elsewhere. And it was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? We're watching this. It's going to be so bad. Are you safe? Are you going to leave? And the response was, don't be a soft witch, but it didn't say which. He's like, this is how I'm responding to all of my family members.
The last line of this article was, I hope this won't affect this weekend's Miami Hurricanes game. All right. Justice Department assures Americans Diddy is securely locked away in Epstein's old cell.
Say that again.
Justice Department assures Americans Diddy is securely locked away in Epstein's old cell.
Probably is this all the B today? Is B, right, Brad?
I can't say.
B.
I can't say. Yeah, but this one is okay. The B for sure. There's nothing to worry about, said Attorney General Merrick Garland. We've placed Mr. Combs in a very special cell. There's lots of ellipses in there so that I read it slow. Epstein has been the subject of conspiracy theories ever since he famously killed himself in 2019, just as two cameras positioned outside his cell malfunctioned. Prison officials stated confidently that they've learned from their mistakes. Quote, we removed the cameras, Warden Jesse Jeeves explained, and we got rid of the prison guards too. When asked to clarify what updated CCTV cameras they may have replaced with the existing system, the warden simply says, yes. All right. Another one. Haitian politician demanding reparations and respect at the UN gulps water directly out of pitcher, spills it on himself.
This is real.
It's real.
This is real. Speaking at the UN was...
I have secondhand embarrassment. I can't. I saw this video, and I was like, no!
Yes.
Don't do that! Put it down!
It was like, it was a big picture.
It was a big, like, Pizza Hut picture. Yeah.
It wasn't like a slow Marco Rubio grab and sip. He, like, went head first.
He's like, oh, man, I need a drink. Wah! Like, didn't pour it, went right after it, spilled it on himself. Speaking at the UN was Edgar LeBlanc Fils, a former Haitian senator who was appointed to lead the Presidential Transition Council in the midst of Haiti's ongoing chaos after the former Haitian president was assassinated in July 2021. You won't be surprised that four of the people charged with the assassination, three Haitians and a Colombian, were arrested in the United States after illegal crossing our non-existing border. In the midst of all this, Edgar got up in front of the United Nations to demand respect because of Springfield, Ohio. Next one.
And it's not like he drank the contents of it. He just needed a sip.
Yeah. Even if he hadn't drank out of the pitcher, all of the rest of that story is still true.
When you look at it, and now somebody has to go up and swap that pitcher out because you can't leave that up
there. Can't leave that up there now. New poll shows Kamala with huge lead among deranged assassin demographic.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one, isn't it?
B.
Okay. Yeah, you got it. Thank you for thinking.
Yeah.
The results of the poll conducted by private analytics firm, a private analytics firm, indicated a distinct shift of psychotic would-be murderers toward the Harris Walls campaign in recent weeks, with an overwhelming majority of crazy assassins having a favorable view of the vice president. All right. Hearing female voices makes men take more risks.
Oh, fact.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is real.
Yeah, this is real.
Look at you two.
It's a study. I don't even need to read it, do I?
Yeah.
The first study found that high-pitched voices, female voices, made men more likely to engage risky behaviors, especially when they believed that these daring actions could enhance their attractiveness to women.
You guys are so easy. Dudes are so simple.
Here's what's really funny about the study.
Yeah, tell more.
Conversely, when men thought women preferred the men who were more cautious, their risk-taking tendencies decreased in the study.
How do you argue against science?
Exactly.
I mean, how do you argue against science? Biology, the urge to procreate. It's just, you can't argue with it. You can try.
Basically, anything a female voice did, the men just did that.
Yeah.
Is what the study concluded.
Yeah. And the women who learned to harness the power.
Oh, man, yeah. The women have the power for sure. Last one, in light of that. Woman who wants to take your money, endorsed by people who take your money.
The bee, I think. What do you think?
Let's go with B.
Is, in fact, the B. Kamala gets it, said union leader John Marks of the Internal Revenue Service. She wants your money, and we want to take your money. It's a match made in heaven. According to sources, the Union of IRS Agents did consider both candidates, but decided against former President Trump because he let people keep their own money. See, people have money, but we take it away. If they say no, we shoot them. Explained Marks, the head of the IRS. If people keep their own money, the system falls apart. Trump doesn't seem to understand what this is all about. And that concludes the B or not the B.
Oh, man.
This week.
Good one. I appreciate it. Well, we've got about 90 seconds left here. Tonight is Night of Rock Stars, which is we had Tammy Owens of 3MAX Alliance, and I think it was last week?
Yes, last Friday.
To talk about Night of Rock Stars. I'm the MC for this. I am so excited for this event tonight. And I have a 3:30 appointment to get my makeup done at my house, but I need to be at the venue at 5:30, so I have to do my hair in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay. You're a female voice, so we'll just say yes.
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna put my hair up in curlers.
You guys? Oh yeah,
this is gonna be awesome.
Are you gonna do it in a muumuu?
I'm gonna do it wearing the sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of weird that you would ask me to change my clothes.
To a muumuu, though, for the record.
I'm just putting this out there. There is a whole YouTube short TikTok thing out there about how men dig the muumuu.
Oh, really?
Like, it's the thing that women put on that causes the men in their lives to be most sexually attracted to them.
It's not true.
I don't believe it.
This is just sort of a dumb internet.
As long as they say it in a high-pitched voice.
It's just funny to me that the first thing that you thought of... was a muumuu. Curlers, in the 2 o'clock hour, your phone calls on the YouTube poll. When should parents talk to their underage children about the elections and candidates? We'll be right back. So